morning. A new Courier Mail Galaxy survey has some interesting results in the lead up to next year's state vote. Is Campbell Newman back in favour? Where is the Labor Party at? Who is tipped to win? Stephen Waddill is the Courier Mail's state political editor. Stephen, good morning.
Patrick, how are you, mate?
Very well, thank you. Listen, talk us through these latest polls, if you would.
Basically, what the result is a bit of a dichotomy today. You've got the Premier inching forward in popularity, albeit off a pretty low base, but it's not translating into extra support for the LNP, who have actually gone backwards. Labor now leads the LNP on primary vote for the first time since 2009, and on two-party preferred basis, it's 50-50. So this election, as it stands right now, is basically anybody's to grab.
Talk me through how you reached the two-party preferred, because if Labor's ahead on primary vote, how do you get to the 50-50?
Well, basically, Labor's on 38 and the LNP's on 37. And what you do is you distribute all the other votes to where they would normally go based on the last election. So while some people preference, other people don't. And in the end, you get to what would happen if all the other parties were taken out of the equation and you just had the LNP and Labor left. So it distributes those votes back to the parties where they normally go to, and then you get a two-party preferred vote, which comes in at 50-50 this time.
50-50 is a long way from the landslide that Campbell Newman presided over at the last state election.
Yeah, absolutely. But the scenario that we've got at the moment is a 12.8% swing away from the LNP since the last election. That's almost identical to the swing that they achieved last time around. So you've got every single seat, about 41 from memory, that they won at the last election, they would actually lose at the next election. So it's a pretty kind of dire scenario that they're facing at the moment, because I think this was the poll where everybody thought it would start to turn around. I know a lot of people I'd been speaking to in the LNP were of a mind to think that their Operation Boring strategy had started to work, started to cut through, and people were getting the message. But it appears they're not.
This will make some first-time backbenchers very, very nervous.
It might make some first-time frontbenchers very, very nervous, particularly if they're in the seat of Ashgrove. Absolutely. Up and down the state, you have people who are first-term MPs who are a lot on margins that are lower than 5%, and they're no doubt looking around for potentially what they're going to be doing for a living in 4 months' time, because this doesn't look like turning around in any kind of grand way to save a lot of LNP backbenchers anytime soon. So it's a real problem, and you have to wonder whether they're going to have to change tack somehow.
What's the sense that you're getting from backbenchers in terms of, or even from any LNP MPs, what's the sense that you're getting in terms of who's to blame for this?
Well, I think a lot of people are saying that there was too much controversy, too many fights that went on for far too long, and they should have nipped that in the bud much earlier. The one that a lot of people point to is the Tim Carmody controversy, the appointment of the Chief Justice, which was just dragging on for weeks and weeks and weeks, where it was a period where they really didn't need controversy. They really started to kind of concentrate on the positives of what they were delivering, particularly after all the public servant stuff we had early in the term, and then the bikies legislation after that. It was just another kind of issue that they didn't need to have. So I think that's generally what people say, that they say we should have kind of pulled this up much earlier, and we should have, you know, just got back to the very basic kind of government approach that we promised, because that way people could have seen that for a much longer period than they're going to.
Campbell Newman has 10 points on Anastasia Palaszczuk as better premier. What do you read into that?
Well, He's definitely clawed that back. The last Galaxy poll had them 42-41, so neck and neck as preferred premier, and that kind of shocked people a little bit. The idea that that Anastasia Palaszczuk could be actually the preferred premier in Queensland. I'm not meaning to slight her there at all, but it's an expectations thing, isn't it?
And well, the premier of the day inevitably gets most of the publicity, given that they're making the decisions.
And people often struggle to imagine an opposition leader as preferred premier. Kevin Rudd only took over as preferred prime minister in news polls late in the game. Jean-Paul Langbrook was preferred premier there for quite some time when he was opposition leader. But usually you have a scenario where the premier is leading. So this is back to probably pretty much situation normal at the moment with Campbell Newman leading 47% to 37%, it's still probably not as great a gap as what the LNP would like by any stretch of the imagination. But if he lost that kind of mantle as preferred premier, there'd be a lot of people scratching their heads in the LNP wondering what they're going to do.
No suggestion from where you're sitting that any leadership move against Campbell Newman in the run up to the election?
No, I don't think so. I think it's heads down and bums up from here on in to try and turn this around as much as what they possibly can. I don't think there's any moves of the sort. I think it would be pretty much self-defeating to try and topple him at the moment, because they'd come off looking divided, looking like a team that just hasn't got it together, which is the message that they're trying to sell when they get into the public domain and tell us all about the good things that they're doing.
Okay. Stephen, thank you for that.
Thanks, Patrick.
Cheers. Stephen Woodill, the Courier Mail's political editor, on those